Stop.
Hello everyone, this is Brandon Tyson, and I want to do a quick recording for you today on Windows Defender in Windows 10. So, some of you, if you are Windows insiders and you read the blogs, you've probably seen this already. And also if you're just, someone using Windows 10, the released version, you also have this. And in my case right now, I'm not doing anything with the Insider builds on the computer I'm using. I'm simply just using Windows 10. And at first glance, as you might know, they put in a new version of Windows Defender in the latest update to Windows 10. It's called Windows Defender Antivirus, and it's a little bit different from what you used to have. Originally, I thought that this was, not as accessible, but it really just takes some, you have to just explore the application, and it is actually really accessible to do a scan and stuff like that. So I'd like to show you how this works. So, I'm going to focus my desktop.
Pause recording.
Okay, I'm going to have to do that a different way. I'll go to my system tray.
User promoted notification area toolbar. Actions recommended. Button.
The icon there that says Actions Recommended is actually Windows Defender. There's a bug in the Creators Update, or the latest version of Windows 10 that's released right now, where if you press Enter, or spacebar, it does not open Windows Defender. So you need to do a right click or application key,
a context menu,
press down arrow,
open O,
and press enter on open.
Unknown.
Now, it does not focus the window, so I'm going to go
start running Windows Defender Security Center 1 pressed.
There. And it's still not
user promoted running app Windows
reading.
Deployed with Windows Defender Security Center. Windows
there we
Defender
go.
Security Center window. Navigation toggle button not pressed.
So it says navigation toggle button not pressed. I'm gonna now press tab.
List. Home not selected 1 of 6.
I'm on the home screen, so I'm on the list and home is not selected.
Virus and threat protection not selected 2 of 6. Device performance and health not selected 3 of 6. Firewall and network protection not selected. App and browser control not selected. Family options not selected 6 of 6. Settings button.
So we can select a page here.
List app and firewall device perform virus
so
home
if
not
we
selected
hit
1 of 6.
Home.
Selected.
I can press tab.
Settings button. Virus and threat protection button. Turn on button.
That turn on button, if I go left one object in NVDA, which is NVDA plus 4 on the number pad, on the numeric pad, or shift NVDA left arrow if you're using the laptop layout, we see the following.
Cloud-based protection is off. Your device may be vulnerable.
Now, I have that off because I feel like there's a privacy concern with that.
Turn on button.
So I'm going to actually ignore that action.
Device performance and health button. Firewall and network protection button.
So you can navigate this sort of and think about it like as the old Action Center used to be in Windows 7, where if there was an issue, it would give you a spot to change that. So basically, maybe they can make it so it says, turn on cloud-based protection button. So that you actually know what that is. But overall, that's not too bad.
App and browser control button. Family options button.
So as we tab between these buttons, we see that there are no issues because there's nothing that says, turn on or change settings, and it just moves right to the next option. I am now going to tab again.
Navigation toggle button not pressed.
There's the navigation. Tab one more time.
List. Home 1 of 6.
Now, let's say we want to run a virus scan. This is the extent that I will show you here.
Virus and threat protection not selected, 2 of 6.
I'm gonna go there and press enter.
Selected.
Now, I'm gonna do a shift tab.
Navigation toggle button not pressed. Protection updates button. Virus and threat protection settings button. Advanced scan link. Run the new quick scan link. Quick scan button.
Now, I'm not sure what the difference between run a new quick scan and quick scan button is.
File scan. Quick scan button. Run the new quick scan link. Run the new quick scan link. Quick scan button.
But if I just press the quick scan button.
Progress bar 0.1%.
We now get a progress bar. And if we just 11%. Wait, it will read us the progress.
21%. 31%. 41%.
So what's cool is that you can actually tab back to the progress bar and read it that way.
Run the new quick scan link. New notification from Windows Defender Antivirus. Windows Defender scanned results. Windows Defender Antivirus scanned your device at 3:12:58 p.m. on 7/2/2017. No threats were found. Window.
So that is how a quick scan works. Now,
advanced, run the quick scan, but run
let's
the new
see
quick
what happens if we hit run a new quick scan.
Progress bar 0. 0%. 11%.
Oh, I bet that just does the same thing.
21%.
Wow.
31%. Cancel button. 41%. Progress bar 49. 51%.
Yeah, this is really
51%,
nice.
71%.
Look at that.
81%.
Wow. Yeah, this is really neat.
Cancel button. Progress bar 90.
Okay, we're at 90% scanned. And in a minute here.
Cancel button. Progress bar 90.
The
new quick scan
there
link.
We go.
New notification from Windows Defender Antivirus. Windows Defender scanned results. Windows Defender Antivirus scanned your device at 3:14:14 p.m. on 7/2/2017. No threats were found. Window.
So this is really nice, and you can also
quick scan button. Scan history settings but list. Run the new quick advanced scan link.
You can do advanced scans.
Virus and threat protection settings button.
And you can change your virus and threat protection settings. So if we press enter.
Navigation toggle list settings button. Real-time protection toggle button pressed. Cloud-based protection toggle button not pressed. Privacy statement linked. Automatic sample submission toggle button not pressed.
I have all these turned off.
Privacy statement submit a sample manually. Add or remove exchange notification settings linked. Navigation toggle button not pressed. List. Virus and threat protection 2 of 6.
So that is basically
taskbar.
Windows Defender in the new version of Windows 10. I mean, there's some firewall controls, but as you can see, very easy to do a scan. And as you saw, the notification was very clear. And now let me just clean up my action center a little bit.
Action center button.
Because I bet those
action
stored
window,
there.
List. Notifications from Windows Defender Antivirus grouping 1 of 2 level 1. Notifications
I have two
from Windows
notification
Defender
groups.
Antivirus grouping 1 of 2. Level 2 Windows Defender scanned results. Windows Defender Antivirus scanned your device at 3:14:14. Windows Defender scanned results. Windows Defender notifications from voice recorder grouping 2 of 2 level 1. Voice recorder. Recording paused. Clear this note, expand quick at tablet mode, clear all notifications button.
So I'm going to clear all.
Expand quick actions button, taskbar.
There we go.
Running applications toolbar, voice recorder, what voice recorder window, pause recording button alt, P alt plus P, stop recording button alt, S alt plus S.
So also there, as you can see, You know, the accessibility in Windows 10 of these apps is really a lot better than it used to be. And what's really cool is that this Windows Defender thing is very new to Windows,
That's Brandon
and
Tyson.
it's already very accessible, so. That will do it for this recording. I just wanted to make this little recording for you guys for if you're interested in that. I know a lot of people I've been talking to have made the move to the new update to Windows 10, and I'm really enjoying it. I mean, I know some people have said that you know, if you read online, you'll see that there are some complaints about it and stuff like that, but if you make sure that you keep the device up to date and stuff like that, at least for me, in my experience, it's been very, very usable, and it just really works well. And I am not actually, you know, I would not hesitate to say that this is actually my favorite release of Windows 10 ever. Doing some insider testing of the next release, you know, it's, I'll tell you, it's okay, but they. If you're aware of scan mode and narrator, they now have that on by default, and I'm hoping that they really put in something to disable that because that's my only thing really with that update, and I don't know, I'm just not really sure about it at this point. So, this update that I'm running here is really nice. I absolutely love it, so. Hope you guys have enjoyed this recording. Feel free to ask me any questions. You can either email me with the email address on my page, or you can write some comments. Whichever way you prefer, I will be checking the comments and posting when I can. So, thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.